joining us now by phone, Larry Weber. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing there?
Doing wonderfully.
Oh, terrific. Me too. You know, this has been just a fabulous month so far. We have now gone through one-third of the month, and if you want to have an interesting statistic to talk about, the average temperature here in the Duluth area is about 53.5 degrees. Now, that compares to average for the entire month of 54.5, or to put it in different words, we're only one-third in the month, and we're already below normal for the entire month. However, the statistic that I think is even more amazing is if you compare it to last September, a year ago, the average temperature for September was 64.5, and we were in the midst of an 80-degree spell every day for several days. We had up to 80 degrees. So some of us are very glad to see this cooler month that we are now proceeding through. Had a chance to see frost this week, and that's always a blessing as well. It was just, it was in an open area, and it was on the lower part of the grasses. It was not anything higher up than that, but it was definitely there. Other things of note, we are getting wet as well. We had some rain overnight. We are now approaching 2 inches of moisture for the month. September still can be wet, and typically we do get about 4 inches of rain. So this is a little bit beyond normal for this month, but not too much. We are getting shorter days, as I think everybody notices. We are right now a little bit less than 13 hours of daylight as we head towards the equinox, which this year is on the 23rd. It's a little late equinox this year. And, of course, when that happens, that means migration. Probably the most pronounced migration of this past week has been that of blue jays. Wow, flocks and flocks and flocks of them. None of these flocks are really big, but they're just persistent every single day. If I'm not seeing them, I'm hearing them. They are out there. Canada geese continue to come over, and I've talked about before, flickers are continuing. Flocks of robins, flocks of white-throated sparrows, warblers. I had several species of warblers. One warbler wave I came across just 2 days ago had 7 species in it. That's always interesting watching. And this is the time of other hawks as well. You know, there are plenty and plenty and plenty of hawks that will be showing up this week in the Duluth area. This next weekend, a week from today, is Hawk Ridge Hawk Weekend. And I highly recommend getting there to see it. It is really an impressive thing to see. Probably almost any day this week, the impressive thing to see. If we get a wind out of the northwest, my favorite, when I was teaching and I took students there every year, my favorite times were always when the wind was out of the northwest and it was not completely cloudy, but mostly cloudy and cool. And that's way we could see plenty of migration, and because of the clouds, the hawks were flying pretty low. There are times when you hear about they have 20 or 30,000 broadwing hawks flying over Hawk Ridge. I have been there on those days, and they're fabulous. They're amazing, but the hawks are flying so extremely high that it's often hard to see them. But that's why I always like the days when it's cooler and cloudy and a wind from the northwest. Kestrels have been the one that I've been seeing the most this week, but as the week goes on, I'm sure sharpshins and broadwing hawks will be appearing. There was one day this week where 800 hawks were counted, which in a lot of places is a real big day, but for Hawk Ridge, it's just getting warmed up. What I always look for is the days of at least 10,000.
Wow.
In addition to that, plenty of other critter notes. Every morning, early morning walks, I've been hearing the coyotes calling. They whoop it up, seems like, every fall. In addition to that, there's other migrants besides besides the birds. There are the darners. The green darners are still moving on. I saw monarchs again this week, though I think the monarch migration is winding down. Actually, the migration of both of the two is winding down as far as we're concerned, and they're going further south than here. But we got another interesting movement going on. This is one I really find interesting every year in September, but I think it normally gets overlooked, and that is out on the water. There are these little insects that swirl around. If you go to the water this time of year, edge of lakes and so forth, you'll see this movement of insects. Those are whirlyjig beetles. They live their life on the surface of the water, and their way of defending themselves is to move around real fast. That's why they're called whirlyjig beetles. Well, their population peaks at this time. And there are times when they're just, you can't believe how abundant they are. It almost looks like solid whirlyjig beetles. Well, they move. They move a great deal over the period of night. gone across lakes. They are nocturnal, and they find when the lakes are calm is usually at night, so it's easier for them to swim. And I've been watching a bay near my house here that 2 days ago was just so solid with them. And then this morning I saw just a couple.
Hmm.
Now, I expect that they will be coming back again. Like I say, this is their population peak. And they've been growing all summer, and so I expect I'll see some more. Speaking of more, seeing more, this is just an outstanding for seeing spider webs. I talked about the other day seeing frost. Well, part of that same walk was seeing the hundreds and hundreds of spider webs that were coated with dew. Despite the chilly temperatures, the spiders were still out there. I searched and searched to see one web that didn't have dew drops on it, but instead had frost on it, and I didn't find any, though some were very close to the frost. They managed to avoid it. They will continue this. I find that also interesting. The orbs are so abundant. The orb webs are so abundant in early September, but by the time you get to the 20th, they just kind of completely disappear. So we're into our last 10 days of them, most likely. We're also getting a resurgence of mushrooms. They were abundant a month ago, and then we had some dry weather towards the end of August, and they weren't quite as common. And now they've come back with vengeance. They come back in big numbers. And I had a walk on a couple days ago. On Thursday, I took a little walk in just in my woods here, and I found over 20 kinds. And wow. I think I could probably do the same thing again today. The fall wildflowers still lingering, though they are starting to get seeds. There's lots and lots of them still in bloom, and we are getting more leaf color. This in a recent walk, I saw sugar maple and red maple starting to get leaf color, along with cherry, dogwood, hazel, sumac, and mountain maple all showing some color. Finally, I have to pass on an interesting encounter I had with a critter recently. I was walking in a trail in the woods, and I saw a garter snake. Now, seeing snakes in September is fairly common because what goes on is two things. Number one, they are migratory as well. They are looking for a place to spend the winter, and we see them a lot of times in fall. And if the day is sunny, they'll sit and they'll bask, and frequently that means right on the trails.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not that unusual to see the snake, but when I saw this one, it looked like it had something in its mouth, so I stopped to take a closer look, and it had caught a toad, and it was in the process of swallowing this toad. The toad was, I'd say at least three times as big as the head of the garter snake.
Oh, my gosh.
And so the critter was very ambitious to try to swallow it. However, I know about what snakes can do, and yeah, they can do that. They can emerge, expand their jaws and such that they can swallow something bigger than their head. So I did not want to disturb its dinner, so I left. It's also interesting that catching a toad, animals in general avoid eating toads. There are not that many that eat toads.
Hmm.
So, an interesting encounter. However, nothing that anybody else couldn't see. So, have a good day. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Larry.
Sure, bye.
All right, bye-bye. Larry Weber there joins us every Saturday morning right around 9:30 to give us the latest on what's happening out and about in the woods. Weekend Outdoors.